right, you ready? What's up, everybody, and welcome back to the Verzi Effect podcast show. My name is Paul Verzi, and you guys are listening to episode 558. I don't know what that means as far as since I've been going visual since the pandemic, but guys, visual, right? You know what I mean? Video. I meant to say video. Anyway, my guest today is somebody that I would say is in my top three people to ever do a podcast with. I have the most fun with this guy. You guys know him and you love him. He looks incredible. His new special Kill Box, which you could get at louisck.com, is absolutely crushing it. In my opinion, one of the funniest people ever in the world.
What are you gonna say it like that for?
What?
Just say it.
In my what?
But it sounds like you're defending yourself against somebody.
Well, no, I said in my opinion, you're one of the funniest people on the planet because you know the way people are. Everybody today is like, well, there's a lot of funny people. Anyway, guys,
just say it. Don't say in my opinion. In my opinion, after it's like saying, you know, in my opinion, abortion should be illegal. But that's my opinion.
I mean, I'm saying you're the funniest person walking on earth.
Just say that. One of.
All right.
You don't say in my opinion.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's mad at me for something that happened, so we're going to get into it. I love him to death. He's the best. Bobby Kelly is here on the Verzi Effect. Bobby, what's going on now?
I'm telling you what's upset me.
Okay.
Okay, I was upset about the location of this fucking studio. I mean, it's a harsh spot to get to park. But
yeah,
that's
it's really tough two avenues away from the FDR, which is east, is easy to get.
Okay. But here's the problem with you. You're aloof.
Okay.
You're aloof. Hey, dude, where do I park? Dude, there's parking all over. There's street parking all over. Two-hour parking, meter parking. First of all, there's no two-hour meter parking. It's all fucking, what do they call that with the trucks?
Commercial.
Or diplomat.
No, but down, I think.
You think. This is what Italians do. They always add "you think" at the. They always cut a back door out of their fucking sentences. So when they're gonna go to trial. I said, "I think."
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I go. First of all, I go parking.
Yeah.
And I go on the app Spot Hero, which I love. You push the button, it tells you where to park, gives you a deal. You push the thing, they scan it. I go in. The fucking guy, it doesn't say full. I go in, the guy yells at me. He's like, "No, we're full. And he goes, "You got to back it out." And I go, first of all, I paid for parking. He goes, "I don't care." I go, he goes, "Calm it down." I go, "You calm it down. You came at me,
right?
You come at me, I come at you. That's the rules, right? I got to back out of this shithole."
Yeah, yeah.
And then I'm like, "All right," I call you. I'm like, "Buzz, there's no parking."
Well, no. How did you do it? How did you? Because here's how I remembered it. I didn't remember versus no parking. I remember who the fuck has a shitty studio here. Who the fuck has this location? This fucking
it's a bad location.
Just told me. Yeah, well, you know, I think it's fantastic.
It's a hard location to get to.
No. It's a hard location to park if you get a full lot.
So here's the deal: full lots everywhere. Everywhere I go, full lots. Everywhere I'm going. So I call you. I'm like, "What the fuck, dude? You said it was easy. You said you come down, you pull in the spots.
Yeah.
There's a guy waiting. He's flagging you in with fucking, he gives you a little Hershey's kisses and hugs." I'm in bumper to bumper. "Dude, there's one right on the corner, dude. There's one on the corner."
Yeah.
I'm like, "On the corner of what? Dude, right on the corner of this is what you said. It's on 3rd. There's parking right on 3rd. There is no parking on 3rd.
It was a corner. I should have said corner.
It's not a corner. That's the second thing you said. It's on the corner of 3rd and 51st. And I said, "Between what? 2nd and 3rd? You went, "Yeah." Okay?
Go ahead.
So then I had to take a right, go all the fuck around, come up. There's no parking. There's no. And I come up with the 3rd again. I go, "Verzi, is it between 3rd and Lex?" You go, "It's on the corner of 3rd. I go, "There's no fucking parking on 3rd.
There's no
parking on 3rd. You can't call it, it's between 3rd and Lex, right?
I took a picture.
It's between 3rd and Lex.
Between means middle to me. Between means middle. Guess what? Between us.
Yeah.
Between us.
Between means
okay,
between.
Okay, so here's the thing.
It means middle to me too.
Here's the
corner
thing.
Corner means corner.
Here's the thing.
Corner. When you're eating a fucking pizza, I'm going to settle it right now.
Yeah.
In your Italian terms.
Yeah.
If you got a Sicilian.
Yeah.
And I go, "What do you want? middle or corner? Which one is that?
Oh, that's different.
It is not!
Listen to me. If somebody says to me, I saw you and Bobby do the podcast on the Verzi Effect, your coffee is in the... This coffee is in the middle. If the coffee is here, it might not be fucking here.
That's the corner!
But if it's here...
Show me the corner of the table.
Look.
Put your coffee on the corner of the table.
That's
the corner.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to put my coffee right next to yours. That's not the corner.
But is it between?
It's between the corners.
You think this is between?
This is a corner. This is between. Look, put yours there.
Okay,
mine. That's the corner. Here's the corner. Where's the parking?
Parking's here.
The parking's... Put it on the corner.
Yeah.
What's this called? In between the two corners.
What is this called? Consider this between?
Answer the fucking question.
No, consider this between?
I'm asking you a question. Don't ask me a question. That's another fucking Italian technique. They ask you a question to the question. What? Your coffee's the corner. My coffee's the corner.
Yeah.
What's in between? What do you call the thing in between the two corners?
I call in between the two corners. I would have to be here for me to say
you
in between.
You said it in the sentence. In between.
So should
the
I have two said corners?
You just said it.
So should I have
in
said
in between?
I should have said
it's in between.
So I should have said what? Closer
you
to the corner.
Said, this is how New Yorkers say it.
Okay.
Because you're not a New Yorker. I'm from Boston. I'm more of a New Yorker.
I'm definitely a New Yorker.
You're not. You're a fucking Westchesterian.
Okay. Okay.
You're a Westchesterian.
I'm a suburban. Yeah.
Yeah, you're a fucking.
I'm a suburbanite. I'll give you that.
You're a Westchesterian.
But I saw the parking sign from the corner. It was next to the bank.
You're horse people.
Let me ask you a question, though. You don't have to sit between anyone.
I'm just saying. Now you're in between. I'm in between
yeah,
the
but
corners.
Now
thank
you're,
you for
now
making my
corner.
Case.
All right, here's the deal. How funny is it that there's a corporate office next door?
I'm sorry.
No. That's fine. That's hilarious.
Here's the thing.
Well, okay.
I'm not done with you yet.
No, I'm not done either.
I got another thing with you.
Okay.
I got another bone to pick. And this bone is outrageous. This bone is so fucking outrageous. How dare you?
Okay,
how fucking dare you?
Okay, go ahead.
I come up. Is that my camera? Where's the camera? Right here? This one? That's my camera. Okay, hi. How you doing? Verzi Effect fans. I come up. He's standing across the street. First of all, he offers on the way here. I'm going to get this coffee. The coffee's the best. It's the thing. It's right here. He goes, there's a coffee shop next door. It's got great coffee and the best bagels. Best bagels in the city, the famous place. I go, he goes, if you want anything? I go, yeah, give me a coffee. He goes, you're not supposed to take me up on that. Then, look what I got. Is this the best bagel place in the world? This fucking shadrool. Is holding a Dunkin' Donuts fucker. A Dunkin' Donuts. Look at this is what he got to me. This is not even the cripe. The best bagel, the famous bagel place. I gotta. He gets me a Dunkin' a bite. He gives me a bite.
There was a line.
But here's the thing. This is what a fucking piece of shit you are. You're fucking garbage. You're shit. And I'm fucking offended.
Okay.
He shows up with Dunkin' Donuts after telling me it's the best place. Shows up with Dunkin' Donuts. And then I got you snacks. I got you treats. Hands me hash browns and a Dunkin'. What is this called?
It was an everything.
It's an everything bite. A little bite,
everything
right?
Everything bite with the
cream.
I'm going
to tell you, this is why he's a fuck. I got you motherfucker. I want an apology. I want my fucking hand kissed. He hands me. Everybody knows you go to Dunkin' Donuts. When you get this little bagel bite, you get two. When you get hash browns, how many hash browns were in there? There was
whoa! You didn't hold on.
There was three hash browns. You ate some of the hash browns.
Of course I did, but you didn't.
You gave me secondary food.
I didn't get secondary food.
I go to you. I don't want this. He goes, I'm not gonna eat it. You touched it.
No.
You touched my fucking hash browns.
No, piece of shit. Here's what happened. You're talking to me.
No. You ate my hash browns. You gave me fucking your leftovers.
Okay, hold on.
You gave me the leftovers.
No.
That's a leftover.
I said, do you want anything? And you said coffee. The food was for me, and I saved it. That's the difference.
But I'm not a fucking... Do you think I'm a Labrador? I'm fucking... I need treats to sit down and do podcasts?
No, that was just me
but being generous. You didn't tell me that. You said, I got you treats.
I said, I saved. Yeah,
no, you did not say
saved.
You did not
but
say
saved.
But
in my mind...
I don't give a fuck what's in your mind. You gave me snack. I got you something, too. Yeah. And what it was, well, you ate your little treats, and then you left me three fucking hash browns and a fucking bagel bite. And then when I was like, I'm not going to eat the bagel bite, I handed it to you. You go, you touched it.
No, because here's what you did with it, first of all. Okay, now listen. If you said, get me food, and then I split it, you have a complete argument. I said to you, Bobby, there's a place. Now, let me do my thing now.
Sure.
Let me do my fucking rebut.
Sure.
Okay, I listened.
I mean, you're a fucking going to jail, but yeah.
No. I got there, and that bagel place, Mike, you know that famous place I'm talking about. The line was fucked.
I don't, because I didn't get it.
No.
I got Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah. It's Essa Bagel.
Yeah, Essa Bagel.
Like, yeah, I wouldn't know, because I didn't get it.
So it looked like, yeah, I didn't get it either. Yeah. It looked like a roller coaster.
My bagel was made in fucking Cincinnati, like 7 months ago.
So this fucking thing looks, I love you, I missed you, you look great. The line for this thing is like a roller coaster. I said, there's no, I mean, I couldn't believe these people were waiting on this thing. So I'm not going to wait an hour to get a bagel. So then I'm like, fuck, what do I do? So I go into the phone. I look for the Dunkin' Donuts across the street.
Yeah.
So I go to the Dunkin' Donuts. Now, when I called you in the car, I said, I'm going to get to how people should say no, not take people up on it. I'll get to that in a second. But I said, Bobby, what do you want? You go, I'll take, what'd you say? I'll take a decaf.
A decaf? Iced decaf.
Iced decaf with oat milk
and a stevia.
And a stevia. Okay. All right, so I go down there, I get that. Then I say, maybe let me just get, you know what, how many bagel bites come two? I'll get one of those, I'll get some things, I'll take a couple, and if Bobby wants a couple, but because you didn't say food. So I figured instead of me eating, I would have loved to eat it all. I wanted those fucking hash browns. You know what it took to give you those? I didn't want you to eat those last three, but I said, you know what, the kid's having a hard time.
I wasn't. I'm not fucking homeless. I have two homes. Yeah. I have two cars. I'm not fucking hurt.
You should hurt me.
I'm wearing a fucking Rolex. Well, I don't need fucking three hash browns. You presented it. You said, I got you a little something. There's a difference between...
I should have said I saved you some shit. That's
you don't even say... First of all, you never say, I saved you some stuff. This is how you present it. When you save somebody something, buddy... I didn't eat all these. Would you like some of my hash browns? Would you like some of my hash browns?
But a bagel bite's like a round fucking ball. It's not like I cut a piece of sandwich in half.
It wasn't mine.
What do you mean?
You didn't go and say, buddy, I'm going to get you. You presented it. I got you a snack.
You know what's funny? I'm getting burned for being thoughtful. Here.
No, you weren't thoughtful. You were fucking
guilty. I could have just ate it.
You should have. You should have.
I should have.
You should have. Because you presented it as, I got you some snacks. That's what you said.
I think maybe I was trying to make you feel good about the parking. Feel better about the parking.
You don't need to.
I should have. Nah, well.
All you need to do is give me accurate directions.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't need to. Well, let's hit rewind for a second. Here's what I heard. If this is full, I'm fucking leaving. I'm not coming to this fucking thing. I mean, so that kind of made me go, maybe fucking I should hold on to a hash brown for this kid. Okay. Can I be honest with you? When you started screaming, I'm fucking leaving. If this is full, this cocksucker yelled at me. You don't know how to give directions. Fuck you. I said, let me hold a bagel bite for this kid because I don't know what the fuck is going to happen. That's where my heart was.
That makes sense. I'll buy that. I'll buy that. You try to calm me down
I was getting scolded with
fucking carbohydrates. I don't mind that. That makes sense to me. But don't present it as like you're doing your hero. Like, dude, I got you. Dude, you first of all, you're holding Dunkin'. You set me up. Don't fucking set me up with the best place in the fucking world.
It was, though. It's a huge line, dude.
Yeah, it's fine. But keep your trap shut, okay? Do you know what I mean? Just go, hey, do you want something, a coffee or something? And then I'll go coffee. So when Dunkin' Donuts comes, my expectations aren't high.
I was
expecting a heart on the top.
No. When a Sicilian and Greek finds that there's one of the best bagel places in the fucking world right next to where they're doing a podcast, they're going to mention it. I'm sorry. I didn't realize that every fucking person in the city was going to be online for it, dressed in, you know, winter clothes. I didn't know.
Well, all right, but here's what you do. You send a quick text. Hey, dude, the line's too long. I'm going to DD's. You still good? And I go, yeah. And then I go, hey, by the way, get me my own fucking hash browns if you're there. Don't give me three.
All right.
You gave me hash browns, and I was so excited to get them. And then I looked in there. There was three, and one was mushed.
One was mushed. I didn't touch. I don't know who did it. That's not for me. I'm fine with that, but one was mushed. Okay, well, I don't mush.
One was mushed.
Now, if I would have saw that, I would have ate it, because I thought they were all hard and crispy. So that's.
And let me just tell you,
it might have been the last one.
There's probably around 15 to 16 hash browns in that. When I get them, there's probably around 15 hash. No. Dude, You just lied to
me. No, I did not lie to you.
You lied to your fans.
We're going there. We're going there.
Buddy.
We're going there.
When you get hash browns.
15, where the fuck do you go? Dude, what do you know the guy working behind the thing?
There's not fucking six.
15? There's not 15.
I'm so angry it hurts. I can't fucking talk. You didn't eat 3, and then give me 3. You ate fucking 10.
No way. If I ate anything more than 3.
Hold on.
Mike, can you Google it?
Buddy,
can you Google
breathe.
How many hash browns?
I gotta breathe.
I guarantee it's not more than 7.
I can't. You're making me so angry. 3. You're saying you ate 3 and stopped. You're out of your fucking mind. It's humanly impossible to eat 3 hash browns and hand over the other 3.
No, it's not, because that's the type of friend
you're
dealing with.
You are not that type of friend. You ate fucking at least 9.
No! Mikey, can you help me?
There are 6 in a Dunkin' Donuts hash brown standard order.
Fuck you. No way. Fuck you.
According to...
I had 3.
According to fatsecret.com.
I need
15.
I need. There's no way. There's no way.
It says it. I had 3.
You know what? Hang on 1 second.
What?
I might be fucking you up with Burger King.
Yeah.
Because usually, wait a second. Because when there's a when there's a Dunkin' Donuts, I'll get the sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts.
Don't get your gross fat shit confused.
The Burger King. Yeah, yeah. How many does Burger King have?
Yeah.
I don't know. You might be confusing with Munchkins because those are 25.
No, do Burger King hash browns. I think it might be.
Dude, you're fucking screaming. I'm so mad. He's fucking up. You're fucking up other fast food shit. That's hilarious.
I think Burger King has a lot, right? I think I go to Burger King, the hash browns,
said 15,
and I go for.
I'm like, no. Dude.
And I go for Dunkin' Donuts egg sandwich. I think so, right?
I wanted to. But let me ask you a question. Be honest with me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I know you lied to me. You lied to me on the show.
I didn't lie to you.
You're righty, aren't you?
Huh?
Are you right?
I'm ambidextrous. I know I did not.
He's righty.
I did
so,
not.
Let me tell you people what he did now. Hey, let me tell you what he did, and luckily I saw it. He takes the bagel, goes, I can't eat this, rips it in his half with his fingers, which he mushed it and then ripped. Then he takes a little bite and goes, I'm not going to eat this. Then he hands it to me. I go, no. And he goes, what? I took a shower. And I go, which hand are you? And he goes, I'm lefty. And I saw in your face, you are a righty, my friend.
That's not what I said. If you go back, just because you don't listen to people.
Oh, wait, he's got it. We could go back later.
You don't listen to people.
Okay.
You don't listen to people. I said I do all the bad things with my left. Jerking off, wiping my butt, all the bad things with this hand.
Is that true?
That's true. This hand I write with, I do fun stuff with this hand.
You wipe your ass with the opposite hand you write with?
Yeah. I'm ambidextrous.
Well, okay, let me ask you a question. Yeah. When you play, if you go to play baseball, what do you
righty.
Bat? What would you kick a soccer ball? What's your dominant leg?
My righty.
So you're righty as far as
but
usage,
my left.
But you do
all dirty stuff with the left.
What do you brush your teeth with?
I brush my teeth with my left.
Wow, that's weird. That's different, actually.
I do both. Don't you do both? I think you do both.
No. Everything's dominant right.
Well, what do you get? Electric or you use regular toothbrush?
I use electric now.
Yeah. But you can't get this side with that. What do you do? This? You can't do this.
Oh, you flip.
You got to go this.
Who fuck changes hands?
Everybody changes hands. Everybody uses 2 hands when they brush teeth.
Mikey.
No.
Thank you.
Look at me. Michael. Mikey. Mikey. Mikey.
I was having a good time earlier, but no.
Mike, listen to me. Yeah. When you brush your teeth, you're doing this, right?
I use electric, though.
Electric. Zzz, zzz,
yeah.
Zzz. So you do this.
Flip the wrist.
That's retarded. You go like this. You can't do, look at me. You do this.
I don't.
Who changes hands?
You do this.
I don't want to cock my head like that.
You do this. How do you get in there, then?
You just put open.
What do you mean,
wrist?
How do you get in there?
You're not
you go
good.
Like this. What is it? Dentist doesn't change hands when he's drilling you.
You guys are lazy.
That's the perfect way to do it.
You're lazy. Here's your problem. Here's your problem, Verzi.
Bobby's hot.
Here's your problem.
I'm overpaying for his parking. I'm going to pay you for your next parking, wherever you go next.
Here's your problem, Verzi. I don't want your fucking money, too. I don't want it. I want to have
I'm
this.
Sending you.
I know. I want to have
you
it.
Tater tots.
I want, dude.
I'm sending you hash browns. I'll send a fucking bag of hash browns to your house. Your wife is gonna go. What the fuck happened?
I want to save this hate. I want to keep it for other things. I want to have this hate in me that I have for you right now. For dude, it's on. You gave me 15 different directions.
You
15.
No. Let me ask you something. I'll compromise with this. This is what I'll compromise with. On the corner of 51st and 3rd, which I took a picture of, there's a bank. And then right there, I see a big sign that says park at the corner.
Now, it's not at the corner. You can't have 2 things at the corner.
Mike, can we get this on?
Michael, you
Mike,
can't.
Can we get a picture?
Michael,
a photo?
Michael, can I ask you a question? Can you have 2 things on the corner?
Hold on a second here.
Well, there's two corners to each corner.
Look, look.
There's the 51st side and the third side.
No, you know what I'm saying. On the corner of 51st and 3rd, south side.
Mike, is there a way to get that on there to show?
Yeah, just people? Put it right here and we'll
okay.
So we can zoom.
So this is I'm showing you what I'm showing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I see
so
it.
So Bobby said that Republic Bank
is on the corner.
And then, but you see where it says park right there? And then if I zoom there, you could kind of see the sign that says 51st and 3rd.
It's not on the corner, Mike.
He's saying that it's
between 3rd and Lex. 51st between 3rd and Lex. That is not on the corner of 3rd.
Would you say corner?
That's not even touching 3rd.
If you told him 51st.
And 3rd.
On the corner of 51st.
And 3rd.
That you'll see parking on the left.
I would assume that I'm on 51st looking for parking, not on 3rd.
He said, first of all, he said 3rd Street. He said, on 3rd Ave, there's parking right there on the corner. That's what he said. Then I had to go, what and what? He goes, 51st. I go, Verzi, there's no parking. Then I go, between what? Is it between 3rd and 2nd? He goes, yeah. Said yeah. I go, I got to take a right. He goes, why? I go down a second and come back up because it's a one way. 51st is going west.
Right.
So I had to go all the way around. Then I come all the way around. I go, Verzi, there's nothing. He goes, dude, it's on the corner right there. I go, Verzi, there's nothing on the corner. He goes, buddy, right on 51st and 3rd. I go, there's four corners of 51st and 3rd. Which one? He goes, you know the Republic Bank? I go, you mean the thing on the corner? Yeah, I do. Right past that. That's past the corner, Michael.
Yeah, that's past the corner.
And fuck you! Yeah. And fuck you, and fuck you!
How you been otherwise, buddy? You look great. Hi, you look fantastic. Let's talk about
I can't. I don't know if I can go beyond it. I don't know if I'm going to make it, buddy. I don't know. I'm fucking. I gotta try.
I don't know if I can go beyond it.
I need a technique. I need something. Is there something? Is there a thing on the internet? Somebody.
You know something?
Let me try this. I don't know, dude. I don't understand. I don't understand.
Listen
brother.
To me. I want to tell you something. Because I've told you on your show.
Yeah.
But, dude. All jokes aside, you look fucking fantastic. I'm happy for you, but you like shrunk, dude. You're like when I saw you crossing the street, I was like, I didn't know. At first, I was like, is that you? How much did you lose?
I don't know totally. Sorry, I had to get a piece of the three hash browns I had out because I'm still hungry.
Well, half of what I ate though, you know.
I'm just trying to get all the nuggets out that I could have.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, in the whole grand scheme of thing, it was 350. So, the last time I weighed myself, I was 235. But I don't know if I've lost weight since then. I'll probably get down to two, maybe 210 in there.
So, you're going for 150 pounds.
Yeah. Probably 100 and maybe 130, something like that. Because I'm also lifting weights.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So what happens with this surgery you get, if you lose weight fast in the first 6 months, and then it kind of plateaus and you lose it less, right? So there's an assist for the first six. But after that, you know, you'll lose weight, but you know, you still have to eat right. It depends on how you treat it after that. So if you don't work out, a lot of people just go back to their fucking shit life.
Habits. That's why people, they go back
to eating crappy and not moving and working out. But lifting weights helps with, like, I didn't want to have flappy arms. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want to have fucking tits.
Yeah. So, you don't want to be the skinny whose arms just look like.
Right. No, no. I didn't want to do that to my wife. So I figured, I talked to a lot of people and, as soon as I could, I started lifting because when you rip the muscle, it eats the fat to, repair the muscle, right?
Yeah.
There's also other things you have to do. You have to make sure that you have protein in your stomach, like at night, or I have to have protein, like a slow release protein that, so while I'm sleeping, it's not going, I'm storing fat, you know, there's all these weird things you have to do, but lifting weights was the key to that for me. And walking, I walk a lot.
What was the biggest change that you noticed as far as like sleeping? What is everything?
Oh, dude. I mean, I tie my shoelaces in the middle now.
What's the best release?
That's just that? Fucking epic. Yeah. Yeah. Who is that?
You tie your sneaker while you used to have to go to the side.
You look. Yeah. Was it? I think it might have been Giannis. Or maybe I forget who it was, but maybe it was Schulte. Was a gal, fat dudes tie their shoes to the left and right. And if you look at fat people's sneakers, it's all to the left and right because we can only
because you
this.
can't
we
get,
can't go straight down.
Fuck.
Like I can't. I can go like this now, right in the middle. I could only go side to side.
How about airplane straps? You're back to the.
Would you go over the shoulder? What are you, the pilot?
What?
What the fuck was this? You did this. What are you, flying the plane? What the fuck was...
No, but don't they need an extender? Isn't there like...
Yeah, but it's not over here. You have fat people over the shoulder.
Oh, I didn't know. Maybe they fucking go flying if they didn't
have
something.
What do you think, we're a bag of coffee? You gotta fuck... Strap that fat fuck
Get
in with...
that fat fuck shoulder straps. if there's any turbulence, he needs to be secure. He's gonna kill that kid who's sitting next to him.
I'm a fucking Top Gun. Just fucking. You gotta get the fat straps.
They gotta duct tape your fucking head. Oh shit! Oh fuck! Yeah.
The flying for me now, dude.
Oh, we talked about this.
It's so epic.
I said coach seat for you now must feel like fucking first class everywhere.
I mean, I'm not a fucking garbage. I do plus. I do, you know, Delta plus. I don't do coach.
Yeah.
I don't do full coach anymore. I'll do first class or I do comfort plus. I don't do coach.
I don't fly coach. I won't fly coach. I'll drive.
Really?
I'll take a train.
To where?
You ever take a train?
I'm not a fucking asshole. Yes. Why are you talking to me? Like, I just came here from Kentucky. Yeah, you ever take a train? No, I never did. What's a train? Is that what that's what they bring the oil from Texas on.
You ever drive a car? You ever drive a car?
No, man, but I saw the moon last night for the first time. Shut the fuck up, Verzi.
God, I miss you.
Flying, traveling so much easier now.
Yeah.
Yeah, because all that shit is way easier for me now. Like being on a plane, I remember the last time I was on a plane. Dude, it was so comfortable. I mean, I took my shoes off and put them back on. I actually crossed my legs. I used to be fascinated at people that on a plane could just do this.
Yeah.
It used to fascinate me.
Yeah.
Like, how the fuck? And then I was on the plane and I was like, should I try it? And I just literally went like this, and I picked my leg up.
But you don't do the mush the balls cross, do you?
I do this.
You do the this? Like a man does this.
But a real man does this. Like I've seen Harrison Ford does this. Brad Pitt does this. Ryan Reynolds.
So it's a half.
Ryan Reynolds does this.
What does that mean? It's
over the knee, over the knee.
Over the knees once or twice?
Over the knee, over the knee.
Okay, but you're not squishing fully. It's not like a woman where the whole thing. You have a little bit of a gap.
I got a little bit, but I got but you can do over the knee. It's over the knee, over the knee. Over knee on knee.
Why do you keep saying over the knee twice?
Because that's it.
It's over one knee.
The knee over the knee. There's the knee over the knee.
This one knee over,
over
the knee.
Yes, knee over the knee.
I can't do that. I'm bow-legged. I can't.
What do you mean?
No, I can't do that.
What the fuck is that?
I can't.
What'd you get hurt as a kid?
I can't do that.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I can't do that.
What? Buddy, I'm gonna throw up. What are you, at polio? What the fuck? What was that?
I can't do that.
What do you mean? Stop doing your dick. What are you stretching your dick out for?
No, I can do this.
Why can't you do the other one?
I don't.
Whoa, why does your foot go that way and your knee goes that way?
Because I don't know.
Try the other.
I can't do it,
Bubba. What?
I don't know.
What did you have? You ever?
Because I'm not a fucking woman.
Yeah, that's not a doing it.
I'm not.
You got to stretch a little. What the fuck? Oh, I'll never get that out of my head.
He said
oh my god.
Oh god, Bobby.
Everything's better now. You know. What else is better? I mean, dude, showering so much easier. Going shopping, dude. I mean, we went. Here's the greatest part. We went to the store the other day.
Fuck, man.
And we went to I don't know whatever. What store was having like one of those sales?
Yeah.
And I walked in, and I don't, like, I'm XL now. So I can put, I don't have to, you know, because when you're fat.
You took two X's off?
Two X's.
You took two X's off.
I was triple X.
And you took two off.
Two
now.
Off.
Hoof.
So when I went to get a hoodie, you know, they don't make the cool hoodie and the triple X. You know what I mean? A cool hoodie is just one color. They don't have enough fabric for the zippers and, you know, the Nike stuff. You know what I mean?
What do you do with the triple X now? You just give them to homeless people? Or
no, I gave them to other fat comics. I got a whole bag of fat dude stuff that I'm giving out to other fat dudes.
That's, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
for them.
I was up to, my t-shirts were 20-something a pop. I had to buy the t-shirts from DXL. 20-something a pop. Triple X T. I needed T. Ugh. So if I did this on stage, my stomach wouldn't pop out. So now I'm down to a regular XL.
It's fucking amazing.
Which is great.
Now, what's the wife think of this?
She give a fuck. She didn't care. She's happy I'm around for 10 more years and make money to pay the fucking
bills. Is there jealousy going on?
With my wife?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Is she not? I shouldn't
call
this.
Are you calling my wife fat?
No.
Jealous of what?
I'm saying
me being in shape and that bitch being what are you saying?
No, your wife's in shape, right?
What do you mean right? What are you saying right for?
I'm saying like, do they get like, sometimes they can get resentful when we start
our shit together?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about all of a sudden, because I noticed when my wife, when I would start going down, I would see her look and then she'd be like, what do you want for dinner? You know, little things like that. I don't know if it's a subconscious thing. I don't think it's a malicious thing, but I think it's when you start getting their shit together.
That's 100% malicious.
You think?
Women, our wives.
Yeah, but do you think it's an insecurity thing, or do you think it's like a real fucking?
It's all that. It's everything and above.
Yeah,
they like us fucked up. They want us twisted. They want us.
I talked about that in my special. A little something off, right?
They want us to need them.
That's what it is.
When we start getting our shit, when we start going back to the guy that they met, that scares the fuck out of them, because we were garbage. We were pieces of shit. I'll speak for myself. I won't speak for you, but you know, I wanted nothing to do with my wife. You know what I mean? When I first met her, I was like, yeah, nice haircut. Let's fix that mole. Maybe we'll hook up.
When they think about that guy. Yeah.
So the guy that they have now, I mean, the arc of a marriage is crazy, because you start at you're the guy. You know what I mean? You're the motherfucker.
Yeah.
And then they they get you, but you rip away and they catch you again and you fucking pull up. And then finally they keep you, and then you're going back and forth in the cage like a panther. And then after a while, you're just taking a nap under a fucking tree.
Yeah.
They're throwing you a steak once in a while.
Yeah.
They can come in and pat you. You're not going to bite them.
Yeah.
You
know, it's like a rescue dog. It's like a rescue dog that finally got domesticated.
Right. And then, But one day when that fucking lion, you know what I mean? When you leave the door open,
and that lion you leave feels that door, young again,
and you come home and you thought that son of a bitch didn't have roar in him anymore, and you're like, Paul, and you're hearing the distance, Paul's out. Have you seen Paul? Great, your father. Your father's not home.
That's so funny.
Yeah, dude, you got to be careful, because we got that second wind in men.
Yeah.
Women have that fucking thing at the beginning, and when they become women, I love when girls become women.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we're with women right now.
Yeah, yeah.
I love women. Sexiest people on the planet.
A woman. Yeah.
You know, a mom, a wife. I mean, the hair is, you know what I mean? Beautiful. Yeah.
It's
their
like
face.
A beautiful caregiver.
Oh, man. Yeah, their bodies are, I just love them.
But we
wife.
Have a second run in us.
Dude, we got a second run. We got to be careful of that.
Now we got a second run.
They got testosterone now.
Yeah,
they got
yeah.
steroids. We yeah. got a hair back if we really wanted to go full out. Imagine me and you back with our hair.
Dude.
Imagine growing that
fucking
shit
locks
back.
Off.
Just fucking.
Oh, dude.
Taking some tea. Having a fucking just yoked out like Mel Gibson.
I think women are afraid of the second run. I think you're right.
Yeah.
They see the second run coming. And we don't age really worse than, like, I hate to say it.
No, you can
women,
say it.
Women
fact.
Go down. Women kind of, when they go down, there's really no, a guy can have like a shitty year, and then all of a sudden you see that guy 18 months later, you're like, oh shit, is he not, he's not smoking or drinking, his skin look, he looks good. A woman, when, I feel like when a woman starts to go down, they have to really, and I think that's when they fuck around with the Botox.
Yeah, when their plane's going down, there's no pulling that nose up. Yeah. For a lot of them, they just start
unless they Botox it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
but men. Yeah. It's unfortunate because it's the truth. Men in our society,
yeah,
get sexier as we go grayer, older. You know what I mean? Like some wrinkles on a guy, you know, looks hot. Like, you know, dude, Sean Connery looked better as he got older.
George Clooney, when you see George Clooney right now, the guy's like, he looks like, he's a little gray and stuff. The guy looks fucking fantastic.
Yeah, you see Julia Roberts, now she looks like Lenny Marcus.
Well, that's what's really sad is that the women in Hollywood, since it does go down, they start injecting themselves, and you could see the face. Like, very few men, other than what's his name, though? My God, Mickey Rourke looks, I mean, Mickey.
Yeah, but that's, poor Mickey, man.
I mean, Mickey Rourke looks.
He's got a wig.
Dude, it looks like he's just going to fucking tear off a rubber mask in a second. And just.
Yeah, man, when you get addicted to.
What is that? Is that fat they put in their face?
Yeah, well, it's the lips. He got the lips done. He got the nose done. He got.
They actually put a needle in your face?
For Botox?
Yeah.
Yeah, Botox is, they inject you with, I think it's poison, right? What is Botox? It's
botulism.
Yeah.
And what is the
it
actual...
It freezes your nerves.
Mike, can you find out what the substance is, if that's a...
There's Mickey Rourke.
Mickey Rourke, man.
I think he looks worse now than that. I mean, that's actually a good picture.
Yeah, Mickey Rourke's got a wig. His hair is fake. He's everything's done. I mean, he just went too far, and that's what happens.
It's an addiction, no?
It happens in California, like LA, because it's so acceptable to go to these people, these surgeons, and get it done. Yeah. You just keep going, and they'll keep doing stuff.
Doing it, yeah.
And then when you get used to it, That's the way you look. It doesn't look fucked up to him. That's cool to him. It looks better to him than what he would have been.
You know? It's wild.
Yeah, it's fucking wild.
It's
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. I mean, look, women get Botox. I'm fine with that. Women get Botox for the forehead, so they get wrinkles in their forehead. But when a guy gets it, it just looks funny. It doesn't look right. I don't like it.
It says that Botox comes from botulism, but they pull the microbe out that usually would cause food poisoning.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, they pull that out and they put the rest in.
Dude, what would you do if I didn't see you for like 5 years and then I just showed up duck faced, all fucking? Would you say something? Right?
Dude, I would immediately film a podcast of me screaming at you, calling you a fucking asshole for doing that, for making it so that I can't be with you, like I'd never talk to you again. I'd be so mad that I'd be like, this is the last, you fucking ruined our friendship. I can't be around you.
Oh my God. Yeah, because you could never be around that guy normally.
Mm-hmm. Now, dude, I mean, look, I don't give a fuck. Look, I got surgery done, right? So, I mean, it's not any different. I got my stomach made smaller so I don't die. These people are getting shit done to their face so they don't hang themselves.
But dude, you know
what?
In
their old age.
You know what? I really respect though is because, like, I'm not going to say I was worried about you, but I know what happens in life if somebody stays like that at a certain age. You know what I mean? What?
Dude, you just said, I'm not going to say I was worried about you, but I know what happens to fat motherfuckers.
No, I didn't. Well,
buddy,
I didn't
you
say
just
that.
Said you're going to die.
What I respect is that you were like, fuck this. I got kids and I'm not doing it.
I got one kid.
Because I got, well.
I killed the other ones.
No, man. I'm really like, it was really like amazing to see somebody actually, because there are people that just don't take action, man. And there are people that just think that they either could beat it or they're not going to go through it.
Right.
You know, I know some people, man, that like, I see them sitting down sweating. Dude, if you're sweating.
Dude, I was sitting down.
Dude, if you're sitting down. No, I mean, I've sat down with you and I saw you get hot. I'm talking about, I know some people that were fucking looked like they just got out of a pool and we're like fucking talking like this and they're just fucking.
I had a fan.
It's fucked up, man.
When I flew, I had a fan that hooked up to my iPhone to hook up to my head because I would be sweating when I got to my seat.
Wait, what do you mean hooked up to you?
I had a fan, a little fan. You hook it up to your bottom
you
of this.
Stick it in the thing?
Stick it in the thing and it turns your phone into a fan.
Oh my God.
And I traveled with it because I used to sweat when I got like traveling, you know, carrying your bag, getting on the thing, but all that used to make me sweat. So I would have this little fan to keep me cool. It was terrible, dude. Terrible.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What was the fucking decision? What made you just go, like, when was the decision when you were like, I'm getting this thing, I'm done?
Well,
did something happen?
Yeah,
if you don't want to talk about
it. No, I came home. Yeah. And I went into the bedroom and Dawn was fucking
what?
This trainer guy. And she was riding his cock and they were both going, "Hey, what's up, fat fuck? You fat fuck." And then Max was going, "Yeah, you fat fuck." He was in the other room and I was like, "I gotta lose weight. I gotta..."
That'll do it.
Yeah, I can't.
You know, when
get
you first started, when you first started, I'm going, "Oh my God."
Dude, what got it for me, you know, I feel bad for fat people, right? I do, because I'm one of them. Because there's no way out, and nobody really cares. Even though they say they care, and they do care, but they really, everybody's got their life, man. People have to worry, people need to take care of their own shit.
But when you say there's no way out, Rook, I don't mean to cut you off, but when you say there's no way out, does that mean that in their mind there's no way out?
In their mind.
Okay.
So in your mind, when you're fat, there's no way out.
Got it.
You're fucking... you know what I mean? Because it's your friend. It's your lifeline. It's the thing that makes you feel good at the end of a shit day or end of a good thing. It makes you... So it's this. It's a drug. It's crazy. And people don't understand it like that. They understand other drugs or alcoholism. They'll help you with that. They're there for you for that. But this food thing is you're a weak person. You're a piece of shit. Get it together. Be like the rest of us. And it's just as bad as heroin. Right? People don't look at it that way.
Right.
Especially in shape people. People who work out. People don't have that problem. They really look down on you. And that's always in you. That's always, you're always a shit person. You're always weak. You don't got it. So to pull away from that is really hard. So for 2 years, I was talking to my doctor friend, Arpan. You know, you've met him. Arpan at the Cigar Lounge. And this is what he specializes in. And he was telling me there's people like, and then I started meeting people that have gotten it done that you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know people have gotten this.
Okay.
But this whole surgery is like being gay. Like, I can't out them. Like,
yeah, why though?
You can't.
It's like, no, but why was there shame in it? I don't understand.
Dude, there's not shame in it. But people, look, man, people look down on the surgery because it's like, dude, you went the easy route. It's really not easy. Going in for a 3.5 hour surgery is really bad. Recovering from that surgery sucks. And then all the stuff you have to do after that for months is the hardest thing I've ever done.
Yeah.
The food you have to eat, 2 weeks of a cleanse, 3 weeks of just creamy shit, and then months of, you have to move the night of your surgery, you have to walk. And you have to walk every day after that. You have
After the surgery, you have to start walking that night?
That night, you have to walk. The next day, you have to move every day. You know
okay,
what I mean?
Yeah.
For blood clots, also, you got to start working out. You got to start moving. So it's really hard. But, you know, there's so much that goes into it. There's so many people that, and look, I was really overweight. But there's so many people that are just a little overweight that they can't get it off because they have kids, they have a wife, their life, they don't have the time. All this shit weighs on you.
Depression must play a part, right?
Dude, being overweight, I've learned this. Now that I work out, when I go to the gym, when I walk on a treadmill or do a little curls or whatever with dumbbells,
yeah,
my depression's gone. It goes away.
Anxiety gone.
It's gone. Movement relieves depression.
Yeah.
Movement releases shit in your brain that goes into your fucking blood. Whatever the fuck it is.
Mm-hmm.
It relieves your depression. It relieves anxiety. It helps you get to a better state.
Yeah, you get the endorphins going, right?
I'm not even going to pretend to know what the fuck. I could say that, yeah, whatever that is, right? There's smarter people out
there. Well, serotonin, I think like serotonin levels, right, Mike? I love it. We just asked Mike. Isn't it funny? You have somebody in studio produce. You just ask him anything.
And he just goes, yeah.
Is that what we're going to do with Mars? He goes, yeah. I guess. See, that's what we're going to do with Mars. movement. And
yeah. Testosterone, it elevates anabolic hormones, growth hormones, insulin-like growth factors, which you use to repair muscle. So lifting heavy weights increases those type of productions.
Yeah, dude. When you lift weights and you move, walk, it just takes it away. Goes away, man.
What's a nap do?
A nap fucking makes you want to kill yourself and eat Cheetos. Dude, no, sleep is good too, man. But yeah. I don't drink caffeine anymore. My sleep is better. Sleep apnea is gone. Joint pain's gone.
No more snoring?
I snore a little. No, but I don't like the CPAP shit, I don't need.
Yeah.
You know?
You like you snore like a woman now instead of a fucking grizzly bear. Yeah.
What'd you just say to me?
You snore like a woman now.
Buddy, what the fuck? Why would you say that?
Because that's what, that's how.
No, no, no.
What?
No, 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 no.
What?
Don't say I snore like a fucking woman.
You said I snore a little bit now.
Yeah, I said a little bit.
Was it an insult?
Yeah, snoring like a woman's not an insult.
It's better than
you eat like a woman. How's that feel?
Okay.
You like that?
That's fine.
Yeah, you walk like a girl.
Well, that's different. Now
why
you're
is that
fucking
different?
No. Now it's much different.
Well,
I said
different?
Snore like a woman.
Yeah,
I wasn't insulting
you. Wiggles
you.
When you walk down the street. I like it.
Well, that's different. That's
I fucking snore like a woman.
Oh, like a dog. You snore like a dog? Is that better?
I snore lighter. That's it. You're going to compare me to shit things. Not that women are shit and dogs are shit, but I don't want to be compared to those when I snore.
I'm happy for you, man.
Dude, I'll tell you this.
It's fucking amazing.
I don't. Okay. I was watching this thing the other day. You know, we always talk about crazy shit, right?
Yeah.
I'm not afraid of ghosts anymore.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. That
you
happened.
You know why? You know why?
I can't believe that you just said what you just said.
Why? You
oh, because something happened. But go
something
ahead.
Something happened?
No, no, something happened.
Okay.
I had an encounter 100%, but go ahead. No, don't laugh.
How can I go?
Don't laugh.
How can I go with my little fucking little thing that
me.
I'm going to say?
Okay, so what are you afraid of?
Because
you
said you had an encounter.
I did, and my wife knows too. It happened.
Your wife knows, or she saw it?
She saw both, kind of. But I'll tell you how it went down. But just tell me why you're not afraid of ghosts anymore.
Well, I want to hear the encounter first.
No, but what?
Well, because listen, my wife is premenopause, right? I'm afraid of that. You understand what I'm saying? I'm scared of different things.
Yeah.
You could knock a little cup off the shelf. You can boo. Whatever the fuck you do as a ghost.
Yeah.
Nothing's gonna scare you like my wife's face. Well, you know, my wife. You know what? My wife snoring scares the shit out of me. My wife snores louder than me now. This is how my wife snores.
So then why'd you get mad when I say you snore like a woman?
Because I don't fucking snore like a woman. I snore softer. this is how my wife snores. This scares the shit out of me. Middle of the night. Nothing. There's nothing. Nothing.
Yeah.
Then. And then it goes away. It goes into the distance. It's still lurking in the trees. It's still out there. It's surrounding the house now. Now it's in the backyard. It's back. I almost stabbed her in the fucking neck the other night.
It's like a jack in the box.
Dude. So fuck a ghost.
Yeah, well, all right, so I'll tell you, this is actually really this is fucking nuts what happened, man. So we went to England and we went to France. But when we went to England one day, my wife is like, let's are you in a row? Are you good?
No, I'm
oh, okay. No, I didn't know if you were.
You think I would ever fucking know?
No, I know.
The phone just went off because I use it as a prop.
So one day Stacy says, let's go to Stonehenge and let's go to Windsor Castle where the royal family lives and let's go to Bath. Bath is like the Roman city out there and shit like that. So I was like, Stace, how long is this going to take? She goes, well, we're going to wake up at 6:30 in the morning and we're going to be home at 9:30 at night. And I said, oh, okay. So she goes, but we're going to see all these things in London. So England. I said, all right, fine. So we get on the bus.
You're just a fucking train lion.
So I'm just sitting down. Nah, you know what? She let me have the rest of the all the other days. We went to see the Giants Packers. She wanted to go see Stonehenge and some shit.
All right.
Kids, you know, history for the kids, whatever.
No need to give. I mean, I didn't know you were going to go fucking Dr. Phil on me. I thought we were having fun. Remember that? I was just a callback to the other thing we were having good time with, but apparently your relationship's solid. Good for you. You guys give and take. Go fuck yourself, Verzi. Nah, you think she does things. We're pretty even in the kids. We're all a family.
And I just pulled a Giannis. I pulled a Giannis. Remember Giannis?
Yeah.
Jesus, you fucking bitch into Giannis. They go through stuff. Yeah. Can I fucking vent for a second?
Yeah, I like you slowly jerking the mic off, too. Are you? No, we're good people. What the fuck is that little fucking soft tidbit you were doing?
Fucking,
yeah, what is that?
Little fucking, I saw you look at it. I saw you look at the hand. I saw you look down at my hand. I saw it the whole time. So the guy, the tour guy goes, listen, normally, he goes, normally we'll do lunch in the middle of the day. He goes, but we're not going to do that. He goes, we're going to do lunch at 5. So eat at the places we go, snack, and then we're going to go down. He goes, we're going to go to one of the oldest pubs in the fucking world, okay, in London. And he says, but we call up now for your drinks and your food, and then when we get there at 5 and we're done, we all sit down at this pub, okay? Mm-hmm. So I said, okay, so we'll get proper, they call it proper fish and chips. Mm-hmm. I said, get me a lager, and everybody on the bus, we finally, the day's over.
What food you get?
We're all shot. I got the fish and chips.
Okay, good.
Okay, Stacey got the fish and chips, and like, this was proper fish and chips, which I didn't realize what it was. It was basically a fucking full fish that they fucking, I mean, this was not like an Applebee's fish and chips.
It had a head?
This had a head, yeah. This had a head. Not only did it have a head.
I call that lazy fish and chips.
Yeah, this had
that's like, dude,
this,
I mean, you can't even fucking, you
dude,
guys.
This
like,
thing had fins on the fucking tail of it.
Dude, that's lazy fish and chips.
Dude, this was like some wild shit.
Whoa, you so, ate it?
I ate it, yeah, but I didn't eat the head. You know, like I ate around the shit. But Stacey was like, let's just, you know, we're here, whatever. So we go all the sites, we do everything, we get to this pub. It's called the George Inn at Laidlaw or something like that. Old fucking pub called the George Inn. Mm-hmm. It's called the George Inn. Mike, you can look this up. It's called the George Inn at Wadworth.
Mm-hmm.
So we get there. We see lagers. We see people with soft drinks. Everybody grabs their thing and we go to a table. Now, this is 100%. I'm not. I wish that this didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But this happened. Okay? So we all go into this pub. We get our drinks and it's old fucking school. Yes, that's it. That's it, right there, okay?
Wow,
that
was, okay. Yeah. Now, beautiful.
And if you look at the front of it, you see the front of it, too, to the left.
Chairs look like the most uncomfortable things to sit in on the planet.
And we
Earth.
Weren't even in that dining room. We were in another one. But, yeah, look at it. That's what the front looks like.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, so right there, right? So after our thing, we go in there, okay?
Yeah.
Now, we're sitting at tables like you just saw. My back is to this. There was this this black woman behind me. I never forget, African-American woman right there behind me. And it was this far apart.
What did you just say?
What
did you just call her?
African-American?
What? I mean, dude, we're good with black.
Yeah,
mean,
black, whatever. Yeah, all right, whatever. But no, this is for this.
She was in England.
This is for the.
She's not American.
Yeah, she's just a black woman.
Okay, yeah, but the reason why she's I said black woman, all right, the reason why I said black woman is because this is a part
you
of
you said
the,
black woman, I got nervous for some reason. Oh, and then went African-American native. What?
Okay, whatever.
She's a black woman. She's okay. Not. She's.
So then there's an older white guy. I have to paint the picture because this is part of the story. So there's an older white man.
It's a black English woman.
Yeah. So there's a black woman behind me. Yep. Stacy's sitting here.
Yep.
And then over there,
yeah.
There's an older white man.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
So now these are all characters in the scenario because I needed to eliminate people. So,
okay.
And how I did was how they looked, right? So lady behind me gets up, goes to the bathroom. Now she's gone. She's not in the picture.
She's gone
anymore. Yeah. She's okay. Not in the picture. So I'm sitting there with my kids, and I'm only halfway done my first lager. Yeah. I'm enjoying it. We're eating it. And I was like, "Oh, Stace, I'm proud of you for trying the fish." She's eating the fish and everything. The kids are dealing with whatever they're dealing with, chicken or whatever. And I look over, and the older white dude is far, far away.
Yeah.
So I'm just eating, and out of nowhere, somebody hard like this hits me right here on the shoulder.
Right.
So I go like this. And there's nobody there. And then I went like that. And I said to Stacey, I go, what? And she goes, what? And I go, what? She goes, the fuck you talking about? I go, what'd you just hit me for? She goes, I didn't just hit you. I go, Stacey, stop fucking around. Someone just tapped me on the shoulder. So she goes, no, nobody tapped me. So now I'm looking around. Nobody's there. Okay.
Right,
then
okay.
I see the woman in like 5 minutes. She starts coming back from the bathroom. So the whole time I'm eating, I'm freaking out. And Stacey goes, you want another lager? I go, I'm going to go get another lager. And then this happened. I get up and I go to the bar, and there's this little Brit sitting there fucking, you know, she looked like fucking, like at a casting.
Yeah.
This old, very kind of peculiar. And I was freaked out about somebody tapping me.
Yeah.
And I said to her, I go, oh, this place is wild, man, huh? This old, huh? She goes, yeah. She goes, 1361.
Right.
Oh, 1361.
Yeah.
Okay. They still had the thing out in the courtyard where they would hold somebody with their arms in shackles out in the courtyard. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm going, yeah. And then I just had to say it. I needed to test her because I was freaked out. I swear to God, hand to God, on my life, I said this to the woman trying to test her, and this is exactly how it went down. I go, oh man, this is old. Any crazy stories here? Swear to God, strike me right now. She just right when I said it, she goes, yeah, nothing except for all the ghosts, right? And then I knew. And then I kind of didn't want her to say that, but at the same time, when I said any crazy story, she goes, oh, the ghosts. And she just fucking poured this thing. And she goes, yeah, she goes, we have people come in here and say that they feel the presence too, this and that. So I go back and I'm kind of quiet. I give Stacey.
You didn't tell her that you got tapped.
I didn't tell her nothing.
Okay, good.
I didn't want to fucking, I didn't want to, I wanted her to say, no, nothing.
Right.
Fucking
King she Henry said, killed somebody in the courtyard. That's what I wanted to hear.
But she said there's ghosts. Okay.
She goes, I go, any crazy stories? She goes, ah, nothing except all the ghosts or something. Just
yep.
like that.
Yeah.
I don't say a word.
Yeah.
I don't say a word about what happened with me. And then she goes, and I go, how old again? She goes, 1361. So mm-hmm. I was like, wow. Now I'm a little uncomfortable. Okay. Just because I'm like in the, you know, and she goes, yeah. She goes, we had people come here, ghost people, and feel the presence, whatever. So I give Stacy her lager. I go back and I go, hey, I got to tell you something after. And she's like, what? And I don't want the kids to hear because, you know. And I eventually tell Stacy, and Stacy goes, she goes, the way you acted, something touched you because the way you went at me. So then I said to Stacy, I go, were you fucking with me? I go, be honest, because I didn't want this, dude. You know, I gave the sweatshirt I had. I was like, I don't want this sweatshirt. My daughter took it. But,
What do you mean you didn't want what? You got tapped by a ghost.
Yeah.
It's not like you're fucking Carol Ann in the TV. We got to go get you.
No.
You're here.
No, I know.
You had a lager. You went and got another beer.
I love how you. Yeah,
it's
but
not,
I.
Yeah, but he went. He was probably just going, hey, he tapped you. What do you mean?
I'm sorry. That thing from another life happened to touch me when I'm sitting there eating fish and chips.
He tapped you on the shoulder. He didn't fucking take your wallet.
I know, but how are you so calm about it?
He didn't suck you into the fucking the other universe.
I want you.
He didn't possess your kid. If you looked up at your kid, he was going, hello, Dad. Hello, Dad. Yeah. My name's Mickey.
Yeah.
I'm from the 13th century. That would fucking freak me out.
I want you to be in the woods. This is what I want. Because you've talked a lot of shit before about this when I said, would you rather be in the woods overnight or in a fucking, where you have to fend for yourself or be in a haunted mansion? And you go, dude, I see a fucking little girl on a rocking horse. I don't give a fuck. I want you to be in the
fucking
woods.
I'll go to that bar right now. I'll get fish and chips. I'll spend the night.
Dude,
those people can tap me.
Dude,
what are they gonna do?
Dude,
tap me?
I'm at being tapped by something that you can't fucking see, dude. And then you get confirmation that the place is filled with ghosts.
Dude.
How is that okay? How are you calm with that? You got tapped. I know, but it's still fucking not normal.
You poke you in the eye like Three Stooges. I mean, what the fuck? You didn't get hurt.
I know I didn't get hurt.
Did he pinch your nipple?
I'm just saying it was an encounter.
Dude,
something happened.
You got tapped on the shoulder.
The only thing I could think of is maybe if I had a neck spasm, but I don't think so. I was trying to.
All I'm saying, you didn't get hurt. Nobody got possessed. Nobody got sucked into a TV. Nobody's a demon.
Why do you keep talking about a TV? Who gets sucked into
Carol Ann got fucking sucked into the TV. Did you see Poltergeist?
Yeah, but that's a movie. That's
based on a real fucking thing.
Nobody got into the TV though, dude.
That's based on the thing.
Does it mean I can't touch it?
I'm just saying.
Wait a minute. Does that mean I can't be near a TV screen?
Verzi, you didn't have... Buddy, did you think the guy came home with you? You think fucking Claude McCloud came home with you? You got some fucking European ghost?
I love how you're so calm with this. You know why? Because it didn't happen.
You know why I'm calm? We're in a fucking high rise in the middle of the fucking city. He's not here. It's over.
I understand that, but it's
tap
still...
Tap me on the shoulder. No. I want to know how hard it was.
This is what it was.
Hey, the fish and chips. I love the thing.
That's what it was.
Huh?
That's what it was.
Yeah, it's over. It's gone. I'm done. It's done. Hey, I've probably been touched by I probably had a million ghosts touch me. What happened? It's over. There's no possession. There's no Satan.
It could have been nice. It could have been a nice thing, but it still was supernatural.
It was a nice thing. He was being polite. He tapped you on the shoulder.
But it's definitely supernatural. It's definitely a fucking thing.
Did you count your french fries after he tapped you?
No, I saw one floating behind me.
maybe he took a fry. Dude, it's just
when she said that to me, though, because that was a test. And when she said that to me, that freaked me out, dude. Then I go back to my wife and I was like, I was fucked up for a while.
Why were you fucked up?
Oh, I don't know, because I was in England and I was at a place that was haunted and I got touched. Something touched my shoulder that I couldn't see because I know it wasn't the woman because she left. And then the old man was too far. So I'm putting two and two together. My wife wasn't fucking with me. My kids were in front of me. So who else was it?
Okay, so say it was a ghost. You should feel blessed. The ghost decided to touch you. Why are you making it into a negative? Why are you punching down? Punch up. I got touched by a ghost. How awesome is that? They chose me. The ghost chose me. Didn't touch my wife.
Boy, chose to scare the shit.
Well, he chose to talk to you. He was tapping you on the shoulder.
Then he should have told me.
Told you what?
What?
They can't, that much energy it takes for a fucking ghost to fucking talk to you? What do you want?
It could have been like, hey, man, just, you know,
how?
Good luck.
Where's he from? Fucking Jersey City? Hey, man, good luck, brother. What the fuck? That accent didn't even exist yet. What the fuck? Hey, man. I want you to say, hey, I mean, don't want to interrupt your family. They can't see me. You can.
Good luck with
stuff. Love the podcast.
I love. It's an Italian ghost. Listen, I'm in no disrespect.
No disrespect.
I don't mean to scare anybody.
Dude, I'm from Bath, the Roman city. I have no disrespect to you guys.
Just, listen, that's some hoodie. Yeah, that's why. Yeah. That's a nice hoodie.
Dude, those sneakers. I don't know what those are because I wear flip flops. I wear sandals, but those, I'd love to get a pair of those.
Dude, that's fun. Italian Ghost is so fun. Listen, are those Jordans? Listen, those been coming in ever since these tours have started.
Not for nothing. I can't put a chain around my neck. It just goes right through me. But listen, yours is nice. I mean, I don't understand. Yeah, ghosts don't fucking scare me, brother.
No, they don't.
Now, you know what scares me? A bear. Dude, I know we got to wrap up. I got a bear in my neighborhood.
Yeah, we had a bobcat too. Bobcats can do damage to your animal bad.
Is that Mike? Is that what? You breathing?
No.
Did you hear that?
No.
You didn't hear that? Was that you? No. Oh my God, hear that?
Are you fucking around, dude?
Did you hear that?
It was probably a ghost.
You didn't hear that sound?
No, who?
That wasn't you?
You heard something?
How funny would it be if the ghost like, curtain just shot out?
What would you do if somebody just puts
fucking Harry Potter's fucking uncle just pops up? Hello,
are you having a good TV?
We just do a ghost podcast every week with him.
Paul, let me ask you: was it your right shoulder or left shoulder? Because there's a different meaning in the ghost and spiritual world.
Michael, why would you do that?
No, there's
because
not.
He's interested.
But there's not, is there?
Yeah, there is.
The right shoulder. Well, which one
was
it?
Tell me what did it?
No, you tell us. You got to tell me which shoulder.
It was a right shoulder.
Right shoulder is a guardian angel.
Really?
Letting you know that they're there. And the left shoulder is a possible poltergeist. It
was definitely my right.
Yeah.
Dude, I just got the chills, man. Maybe it was my grandfather watching out, telling me I was all right or something.
You think your grandfather went over the Atlantic?
Fuck yeah.
He wouldn't wait till you just come back?
What the fuck was that?
Your grandfather.
What, you got a deviated septum after the surgery?
Your grandfather. Your grandfather's like, I'm going to go visit Paul over in England. Well, he's coming back in a week. Just visit. Talk to him when he's here. Just tap him on the right shoulder while he's here. Oh, I always want to see Beth. I always want to go. You know what I mean? Well, all right. How are you going to get there? I'm going to float over the whole ocean. I don't know if that's possible. You might have to stop in Greenland and then go over to Iceland.
Greenland? That's further.
What the fuck are you doing, dude? No, your grandfather didn't go over a fucking ocean to go tap you on the stupid shoulder.
This is why when I do a podcast with you, this is the greatest, dude. There's nothing. Is there anything funnier than this? I mean, is there anything funnier than, dude? Everywhere I go, all over the country, you and Bobby got to do a podcast. Actually, we probably can't do a podcast together.
Why?
Because I would cry. It's just nonstop crying. Yeah. They would be like, look at these bubbling idiots.
Yeah, let's not have fun on a podcast. Let's sit by ourselves talking. You know what? Fucking, I'm sitting there going, dude, I fucking hate parking by ourselves. No, let's not do it together. Let's not have fun.
See, a bear doesn't scare me, dude. A bear doesn't scare me, dude. I got guns. I got knives. Dude, what are you worried about?
Dude.
You got a shotgun. A bear, you could blow a bear's fucking head.
Pull up in your driveway at night. You have a shotgun on you?
No, but if you see the bear, you call the wife. You go, hey, babe, there's a black bear outside.
So 12:30 at night, your wife's going to pick up the phone.
If there's a bear in the yard, she fucking better.
So the phone rings. My wife doesn't pick up at fucking 2 in the afternoon.
You know what I did?
What?
I told my wife, I put the kids out of the room. I told my wife, I said, I'm going to show you how to load this thing. So I took the gun out of the closet,
yeah,
the rifle. I took the magazine, 10 shots.
Mm-hmm.
I said, this is how you load it. This is how you lock it. And this is how you take the safety off.
Yep.
And I went over with it like 10 times and she knows. Now, I pull up into the house,
yep,
and there's some fucking either a rabbit, bobcat, coyote, bear, and I can't get out of the car because the thing is going around the car.
Why is the bobcat or the bear have to be rabbit? Why can't they just be them?
Because if they're rabbit, they're fucking, they stay and they come at you. If they're not, they get scared. Okay.
I mean, they're dangerous animals. But a raccoon needs to be rabbit because it's a little tiny stupid thing. Bobcat doesn't need to be rabbit.
I mean, can I do the hypothetical? I was on a
rabbit.
Roll.
You're right? Adding rabbit.
I never said rabbit. Oh, I meant, you mean rabies. Yeah.
Yeah, they don't need rabies to be more
dangerous.
Have
a coyote. We had a coyote that was rabbit.
Okay, and coyote, that's fine.
They were upset.
A bear... A T-Rex doesn't need to be rabbit.
A T-Rex. So I pull up and I see a black bear and it's banging on the car. It's banging on the house.
Yeah.
It's running around going through garbage and it's being aggressive. And I call up Stacey. I go, Stacey, I can't get out of the car.
She's going to answer the phone?
At 1 o'clock?
I'm just asking you a question.
My car's next to the bedroom window. I'll honk.
Okay.
She's getting up if there's a bear.
Okay, so you're going to wake her up.
My
wife would not get up.
Your wife would not get up if there's a bear running around your car.
She locked me out one night. I was out there for fucking 2 hours.
What?
Yeah, her phone. She didn't answer her phone.
So you have a window to go in?
Yeah, I was knocking on the fucking window.
And nothing?
Yeah, nothing.
And she knew? She
finally, after 2 hours, Max got up. I was like, Dad.
2 hours?
Yeah, I was furious.
You were banging on your own home for 2 hours and nobody came?
Yeah.
Oof.
I was furious. My wife, I had to put an Apple Watch on her wrist.
What?
So she'd answer the phone.
Well, it buzzes?
Yeah.
What do you mean? No. It vibrates?
Oh, my God. Are you asking me if...
No, what is it? What does it on the wrist mean as opposed to the
Yeah, if it's a watch for your wrist. Yes, it vibrates, it
but
rings.
But that's what wakes her up.
Yeah, I need it on her wrist.
So she feels it.
So she feels it, has it. There's no excuse. Where's your phone? I didn't have it. It's in my pocket.
Got it.
You understand? She's bad with the phone.
Okay.
So I'm fucked. I get out of the car at night. There's a bear.
Yeah.
He's coming at me. I'm going from the car to the back door. He grabs me before I get there. What am I going to do?
You have a knife in the car?
I do.
Okay.
So but what if I don't see him?
Did you ever see the movie? What was that movie?
You're asking me about the movie?
The movie, the Hopkins? The what was it? With the bear and Alex?
The Edge.
The Edge.
Yes.
Yeah, he had a fucking...
He had a 10-foot stick that he made into a spear.
And what do I do when we go camping? What's the first thing I do?
You make vampire spears for vampires.
No, I make a fucking...
You said they were for vampires.
No, I did not. I said there was a spear.
I have it on video. You said in case vampires come, you get them right through the heart.
Are you sure I didn't say animals?
You said animals too, but the main thing was a vampire.
Really?
100%.
I don't think okay, I mean, I got to hear that. I got to get proof of that because I know that I take what I do, and this is for anybody listening. When you go camping, the first thing you do when you go camping, before setting up camp, I don't care. I know he's the experienced one. Listen to me on this one, okay? Because this is the precaution.
Listen to the guy who wore camouflage Nikes.
They were green.
Hiking up a mountain. He goes, dude, they're camo. These are hiking Nikes.
So here's what
they
you do.
They weren't even waterproof.
You're in the woods now, okay? Now you're in somebody else's backyard.
Did you wear sneakers on the trip?
They were like, yeah.
They were camouflage.
Yeah. They were green, but they were rubber bottoms. They were sneakers. So listen, he's right. They were sneakers. So this is what you do before camp, before tents, before anything. You get there, you put your shit down, and you go grab a sturdy branch or stick, sturdy, not hollow that you could break. Something that's really, and you take your knife, you get a Swiss Army knife.
Not a weeping willow.
You get a sturdy, thick stick.
Yeah.
And you carve the top of that shit
into a
sharp
spear. Not sphere.
No. A sharp spear. Since you're in somebody else's backyards, mm-hmm. the bears mm-hmm. and all kinds of shit mm-hmm. that can attack you,
okay.
you now have some sort of defense.
Right.
Then what you do mm-hmm. is you put that in your pocket or wherever
a spear in your pocket.
Well,
put a spear in your back pocket.
In the pouch of the hoodie.
In the pouch of the hoodie.
But yeah, this way, so you're not getting. Yeah.
Right here.
Yeah.
You put a spear.
Yeah, so you have one end.
That's the first thing you do. What? First thing you do.
No, second thing.
This is the second or the first.
No,
what's the first?
The first thing is making the spear.
Make the spear.
You make the spear.
Second thing, you put it in
You
have it in a hoodie.
You have it accessible to grab.
Yep.
Then you go and you make your tent and you make your camp. Now, if anything comes, guess what?
What?
Spear's out.
Right.
Spear's out.
And then what?
And then you fight whatever fight you have, but you have a chance.
Right.
Now, I would...
Can I suggest something?
I would bring a gun.
Can I suggest something?
What?
You could bring bear spray...
Yeah, but you have that packed.
You could use
if a bear's attacking you, that's not what's that gonna.
You could have bear spray. It actually fits better in your hoodie pocket than a spear, a Wakandan spear.
Okay, and what happens?
And that what happens?
What happens if you spray and miss?
Spray and miss what?
The bear.
How do you miss it?
I don't know, because it's running after you, going fucking scaring you, and you.
So you take a homemade spear. So you're a professional spear thrower.
Because I just go like this. I hold it here. It lays on top of me, like in the edge. Then where's it going? Only could go into one place. Bear's organs. Bear's heart.
If you hold it on top of you, all the weight from the bear is going to go into your chest and crush your clavicle.
What?
In the movie, he held it on the ground. He did physics. He held it on the ground. So the spear was on the ground. He was holding it to his side, and there was rocks around for leverage.
If you fell on top of me, Okay, if you fell on top of me,
I'm the bear now.
Yeah, if you're the first of all, no black bear, no black bear.
I thought I lost weight.
You're bigger than any cub. You're bigger than any cub.
You can't use Stavros Halkias in this fucking. I mean, no, anybody else,
dude? How much? How you know how much a black bear cub weighs?
Some of them are big. A cow. I'm not killing a cub. Why would you kill a cub?
Well, I mean, you're not.
Why are you killing a cub? A cub is this big.
If it starts attacking me,
why would it attack you?
I'm stabbing that thing in its neck, dude.
Oh God, Percy! If it, you don't make first thing you. All right, listen. You can the first thing you do if you go camping, you can make a spear.
Yeah,
or you could have bear spray and enjoy your weekend.
Yeah, but you could still enjoy it. You made a spear too after you saw me do it. You thought it was a.
I made you. It was. I have the spear. You said it was for vampires. I thought that was fun. I didn't make it. I'm not using a spear on a bear.
What's the first thing you do when you get to a campsite? First thing.
First thing I do.
First thing.
I would look for a place to put my tent.
And what do you do for protection during that time?
I have bear spray. Bear spray is what you use.
So bear spray is the only is your only line of defense.
It's a great line of defense for black bears or cougars or whatever.
It'll
it
work
shoots
on a
20 feet.
It'll work on a cougar.
It shoots 20 feet. Yeah. Yeah, it would, 100%.
Now, would you feel better having the spray and a knife with you?
I do have a knife with me, too. I carry my bushcraft knife.
Was it big?
Yeah, you know my bushcraft knife. It's a big knife. Really big knife. Yeah.
Oh, that's a Japanese one?
No, that's my Japanese gomboi saw that you broke twice.
Yeah,
you
I told
snapped
you.
The tip off of
yeah, it. I got to buy you one.
I got it. I already got it.
You did? Well,
that, that was 3 years ago, Verzi.
Yeah, but I offered.
It was before the pandemic.
I offered, though.
You have.
You and you said no. You said
I
no.
I said no. I don't
you
want
said
you to.
No.
No, you don't need to buy that.
Well, no, well, the reason you also scolded me for it.
I did scold you because I told you how to use it, and you fucking still went mental.
Yeah, dude. Look, I like to be prepared.
Listen, a spear, look, a spear yeah. is prepared. You're right. In BC. Not now. Not now. Yeah, when there was dinosaurs roaming the fucking earth, when the Indians first, when we first got here and the Indians were here, I would say even in Guatemala, back with the fucking apocalypto, before the Spaniards took over. That's it. But right now,
yeah.
get bear spray. Don't kill people. Please
no.
don't listen
and
to
don't
that.
Kill a cub. I meant if it's a little bigger. So listen, this
What's
is
that?
What we got to do. This is what I would like to do.
What's that?
Because I'm never sleeping
If you don't think I'm going to get Dunkin' Donuts to get hash browns and counting the fucking hash browns, you're out of your mind.
Oh, it's
because
right.
I don't believe it's six.
It's definitely six.
Nah.
It's seven tops. If they're generous, they throw seven.
I guarantee it's more
we'll
than
go.
Six.
I'll put it on Instagram story.
Great, let's do it.
It's right across the street.
Great. You put in the comments who's right, who's wrong.
Okay, yeah, no, we're going to do it now. And we'll do
I know.
It.
I know we're going to do it now, but they're going to watch this later. Are they live?
No.
Yeah, well, later. I'm doing it for later.
Okay, so...
What's up?
I'm never going to go camping and sleep outside with you again.
Yes,
but,
you are.
But this is what I want to do.
What?
Let's do camping a little luxurious.
No.
Let's do this. What?
No.
You didn't even let me finish.
Okay.
We get a cabin.
Yep.
Okay. We bring.
What are
we bring.
What are we, a couple.
Yeah. No.
Fuck
but
you want to do a romantic weekend? You want to do it in February?
No.
Too,
we get,
you fucking
well, we
sissy?
Bring the wives. We while you cross your fucking legs on the couch. We bring you know fireplace whatever.
Okay.
Right? We bring. Sandwiches, prosciutto, cheese, wine.
Buddy, this sounds okay? like our house. Why don't we just go to each other's houses? It sounds like just when we go to your house. The same fucking, what are you talking about? You're talking yeah. about just going to a different town. For what? Just a shittier yeah. town?
You want to go to a beautiful dinner in the woods?
Yeah, why? What are you doing, dude?
It's so true. We might as well go to a restaurant.
Yeah, well, let's just go to a nice place and eat, you fucking idiot. Let's go to Casaletto's.
Guys,
they got a fireplace. It's the best Italian food ever.
That's why Bobby Kelly is the greatest podcast guest maybe ever. I've been crying. I have a headache, though. You ruined my night. So
right, I got to get my car out of that fucking $90 lot.
No.
Dude, it's right on the corner, no. dude.
I actually have to go there, too.
Yeah.
So we'll go there together after we get the hash browns. Thank you so much for being here. Plug whatever, dude. And guys, check out his special Killbox,
yep.
which is on louisck.com.
Yep.
Always love doing podcasts with you. But what else? Yeah. Where can they
Robert,
see
Robert? Just go to Robert Kelly Live on Instagram, @RobertKellyLive. My dates are up there at robertkellylive.com for all my comedy dates. Follow me on Instagram and check out my podcast, You Know What, Dude. There
you go. Thank you, guys. I want to thank you guys. So many more listeners, so many more people checking out the show since we've been in the studio. Get the Verzi Effect everywhere you get your podcasts, iTunes, Spotify. Thank you to the new listeners, the old listeners. Guys, I'm going to be December 10th. I'm doing two shows at Fairfield Comedy Club in Connecticut. And then next year in January, my 2023 tour starts. The first one is my first theater in Canada. I will be doing the Royal Theater in Toronto, and tickets are already going. That is January 28th, and then from then all the way through the first quarter, all of my dates are on paulverzi.com. I got Pittsburgh. I got New York City February 2nd and 3rd at Gotham. I have Utah. I have Denver. I have Providence, Rhode Island. I have Tampa, Florida. I have a bunch of dates, and more dates are going to be added. Go to paulverzi.com. Check out my other podcast I co-host with Burr called Anything Better. We're doing our football picks. And check out my YouTube channel. Thank you guys so much. This has been episode 558 with the hilarious, the best, Bobby Kelly. And he's going to be back, man. We're going to just do this more. And, you know, if he ever keeps his word, we'll do a podcast together.
I'll never come back here again.
Yeah, we're going to have to do it in your shed. Thank you guys so much. Till next week, I want to thank my in-house producer, Mike Albanese, and also my buddy out there in California, Andrew Themlis, All Things Comedy. I'll see you guys next week. Thanks.